Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting second. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Herb Noren. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Coleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Grimm. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Grimm. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is hit by the pitch. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. Maxwell moves to third. Boone moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Boone scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm strikes out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Velarde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velarde is 0 for 1 in the game. Velarde hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Velarde moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Velarde moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. Tommy Byrne now pitching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 1 in the game. Berra hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bridwesser hits a line drive towards first. Skowron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is called out on strikes. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tuttle. McDougald reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McDougald moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Maxwell moves to third. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. House moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Breidweiser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. House moves to third. There goes Tuttle trying to get to second. Noren throws the ball into McDougald, who tags Tuttle for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 2 in the game. Berra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Berra reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berra moves to third. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berra scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Noren moves to second. Elston Howard pinch hits for Jerry Coleman. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tuttle. Noren scores. Carey moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Billy Martin pinch runs for Elston Howard. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0 for 1 in the game. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bowling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Carey scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Yankees, 3, Tigers, 3. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Byrne moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin now playing second base. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bilardi for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berra hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Berra reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Berra trying to get to home. Kaline throws the ball into Howes who tags Berra who's trying to score from second, for the out. Skowron moves to second. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Noren is walked intentionally. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carey hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tuttle. Skourin scores. Noren moves to third. Carey moves to second. It's 4-3, Yankees. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Frank House. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Byrne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Maxwell moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. J.W. Porter now catching. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Byrne hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McDougald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Aber now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 4 in the game. Seaburn bunts towards the mound. Aber fields it and throws to first for the out. McDougald moves to second. 1 out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berra for the out. McDougald moves to third. Mantle moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Skourin is walked intentionally. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Irv Noren. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Bauer now playing right field. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Al Aber. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Earl Torgerson pinch runs for Wayne Bilardi. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-4 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.